540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news. The long hunt is over for an escaped murderer in Pennsylvania. We found out about a half an hour ago police had finally captured Danilo Cavalcante near Pottstown. That's about 45 minutes west of Philadelphia. He shimmied his way up two walls and out of a Chester County jail 13 days ago. CBS Philadelphia's Janelle Burrell has been watching images of his arrest.
He is handcuffed. He has two heavily armed law enforcement officers holding his arms there, and a number of law enforcement officers escorting him into, it looks like, a heavily armored truck before they take him from the scene here.
Live shots showed Cavalcante wearing a gray Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt before officers cut it off to search for possible weapons. He'd stolen a .22 caliber rifle from a homeowner's garage Monday. Reporter Brandon Goldner.
A lot of people we've seen out here who are bystanders who have been following this story are excited to hear about Cavalcante being captured. According to what our sources are telling us, it's definitely, again, a much more relaxed atmosphere. This has been a situation that has really caused a lot of stress.
Police are holding a news conference in half an hour. Americans were paying more for gas as the summer season wound down, and it pushed inflation up in August. The Consumer Price Index rose 3.7% from a year ago. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is primarily due to energy prices. Just think about crude oil, which has jumped from $70 in late June to a recent high of over $88 a barrel.
In Siberia today, Vladimir Putin welcoming Kim Jong-un as the Russian and North Korean leaders met for several hours. Analysts say Putin wants more weapons for the war in Ukraine. Kim, more economic aid. The official death toll has now topped 5,100 in flooding that's devastated a city in eastern Libya. Correspondent Vicky Barker from the Foreign Desk.
Rescue workers from the Red Crescent lay black plastic sheeting on the ground, ready for the next body. More than 5,300 have been retrieved in Derna alone. 10,000 people remain missing. Entire neighborhoods swept away when two dams failed in Storm Daniel's fury. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
New Englanders bracing for the possibility of new flooding as Hurricane Lee spins toward the northeast. John Cangelosi at the National Hurricane Center.
If you have interest or you live in coastal New England, generally from southeastern Massachusetts up through Maine, you got to keep an eye on this one.
S&P futures up one, Dow futures ahead 17. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If the Big Bend police change fully goes through, the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department would set up an office in the Village Hall.
Big Bend leaders have taken steps to disband its police force, transferring law enforcement responsibilities to the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department. A proposed contract says that sheriff's deputies may set up an office in Big Bend's police headquarters. The decision was made during the Big Bend Village Board's meeting last week, with the details of the proposal discussed in a closed session, citing police services. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The renovation of the Waukesha County Courthouse is underway, with County Executive Paul Farrow commencing the project with the first sledgehammer strike. The courthouse is undergoing an extensive overhaul, including improvements to courtrooms and various offices. There's a $115 million budget and a time frame of 2 to 3 years. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my special guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And Dr. Craig, before you know, I let you respond. What is that old childhood? How's that old childhood nursery rhyme goes? What a wicked web we weave when we practice to deceive. I was listening to Robin Voss this morning on a conservative radio station. And I can't believe he's the same guy, Dr. Craig. He was saying the things that we've been trying to get him to say for the past 13 years or more. Hey, let's do the right thing. Let's work together. Let's be honest and forthright with the people. All of a sudden, Robin Voss wants to work together. What happened, Dr. Craig?
That is interesting, Earl, I understand why he wants to say that to a general audience, right, in order to take the edge off their incredibly partisan politics and power grabbing. But I wonder on a conservative radio what he's driving at. Did he mention, Earl, any particular things he's going to be reasonable on? Did he say he won't be impeaching the elected Supreme Court Justice for nothing?
That's exactly it, because of the pressure. He mentioned the $4 million that the Democratic Party is investing to go after Republicans. He also stated and announced on that radio station for the first time that he thinks that there should be a Supreme Court panel, former Supreme Court justices panel brought together, to determine what the power of the legislature really has as it relates to, impeaching another Supreme Court justice. He talked about the fact that the Democrats should just take the win, and so I'm paraphrasing a lot of these different things, that they should be happy that they are now, that the Republicans want to offer the Iowa maps, something that Governor Evers had asked for and the Democrats had asked for, that they should just take that win. Because he gets it, Dr. Craig. He knows that their time for power is over, and for now. And he was, to hear him say, well, the Supreme Court has had too much power when it comes to these maps, and so we now need to rein that in. I don't know, Dr. Craig, if he thinks people are stupid, but for him to be talking like this now, this is what he was talking about on the air this morning, Dr. Craig. But now, why all of a sudden now does he want to rein in and say that the Supreme Court has had too much power when it comes to the maps, when he wasn't saying that when the Republicans were totally in control of the Supreme Court and they did those things. He was concerned that the Democrats are going to jerry-rig, you know, the maps, and he doesn't think that's right. But how can you even fix your mouth to say that when that's what they've done all these years, Dr. Craig?
You know, if he's being honest, Earl, which is, you know, one should never assume, right? Everything's opposed. I don't believe for a second he's for the Iowa Map Commission.
But give
them a small advantage, actually, because of the geographic distribution of voters. But it's an interesting feint. But it's, you know, these are the say anything Republicans. But as far as the power, Earl, that's obvious. They wanted Scott Walker to have all the power he could possibly have when Evers got elected. Before he could take office, they took power away from the governor. So now they want to take power away from the Supreme Court. Now that they've lost it, they want it to have maximum power when they have it, and they'll want to re-empower it if they can get it back. But that part is pretty easy to follow.
But do they think we're nuts? You know, the governor clearly has, you know, said you can't trust these people. I mean, to think for Robin Voss to think that we are nuts, for conservatives to think that we are nuts, and we know what transpired over the last 13 years with them in power. And so Robin Voss said, well, they ought to just take the win. He's concerned, again, that the Democrats are going to correct these maps. And there, as you stated, he realizes that he's running out of opportunities to continue the charade that they've been it's fraud that they've been perpetrating over the last 13, 15 years, Dr. Craig. He sees the handwriting on the wall.
That's an interpretation. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying you have to hold multiple thoughts as to how much they're capable of incredible disinformation, as you know. Yes. So maybe it's to try to hold off all of our spending on this and the $4 million Ben Wickler is working on raising, so they can do what they want to do. So it's really hard to say what he actually thinks. I do think there's so what you're saying is a plausible scenario, but it also could be an attempt to undermine us, because I think the Governor Evers has an addiction. It's not an addiction to any kind of controlled substance, nothing like that. He has an addiction to this myth of bipartisanship and this bygone era he believes existed when there was harmony and good public policy worked out between the two parties. He's overstating it dramatically, because what in the rare instance there was a bipartisan deal, like the Voting Rights Act, where Everett Dirksen, the Senate Republican leader, came on board, what you're not seeing is almost all the other votes are party line votes, right? They're in it, and they certainly didn't occur a lot of other times on high profile issues. And so, right now there's none. There's no one to have bipartisan negotiations with. He managed to induce Governor Evers to do a very one-sided share revenue deal and to get that to give away public education versus vouchers in an historic way that shocked all education advocates, because the governor wanted to negotiate so much. So I do wonder if this is not him, you know, setting the trap, Earl, but maybe he also is very threatened. I think another thing to consider, Earl, is that they sometimes, when they miscalculate, which they do, they're human, they miscalculate us because they think we're like them. They say, this is what I would do, right? So if it was him, he would gerrymander the maps in the Democratic way, and his justices too, by the way, as much as they had in the Republican way the last 12 years. You know what? I actually don't think that's what's going to happen. I think he's misjudging his opponent and may actually believe that, because we tend to think other people will act the way we would act.
You know, Dr. Craig, you should listen to him. He was on WISN this morning.
Where was this?
WISN on the Jay Weber show. Okay. I listened to him.
I'm going to go and listen.
Yeah, I listened to him clearly. And I know exactly what it is that he is talking about, and they are fearful. And here's what I don't understand, Dr. Craig. So $4 million, a lot of money, no question. But why are they so fearful of that $4 million in pointing out to those Republican representatives that $4 million is somehow going to, you know, change their people's perspective who voted for them? He kept talking about the fact that $4 million, as if it was a pot of gold that the Democrats were going to spend, was going to have some major effect on those, Republican legislators.
So if it's not a deceptive move where he's trying to make us believe he's afraid, I just want to hold out that possibility. We'll see what his behavior is moving forward. I would say they have more money than God, his side, because they have all the corporate and billionaire money to poll. And I would guess they're polling a lot, and they know that they're very vulnerable on this, and a lot of voters could turn against them and their party on this. So I would if you take it at face value, I'd interpret it as a revelation of what their polling is showing them, and they know that the only thing that can protect them is voters not hearing about it. And if the other side has $4 million, then voters will hear about it. It will not go well because they know that. So he may be reflecting their own polling and revealing their own millions of dollars of research, which is, of course, useful to our side. So that's why, like Kremlinology used to be, we should look at these signs and interpret them very closely.
He also knows that the impeachment conversation about Justice Protasiewicz is a losing, proposition. There are Republicans who aren't going to go along with it. They've made it clear. They certainly figure that this is their opportunity, and the only one that they have, as you stated repeatedly, they'll do anything to stay in power. But, the world's looking, the nation's looking at the so-called impeachment of a sitting justice for something that is, come on, remarkably foolish.
Now we're seeing that nationally, right?
Right.
I don't know. I'm clear in the impeachment inquiry that has been announced by Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, what Biden is alleged to have done. At least we have a little bit on Protasiewicz, but it's not anything that's ever been remotely impeachable ever, or even a crime, or even necessarily improper in any way. But at least we know what the claim is. I don't want to understate this threat to your audience. I've been studying the procedure very carefully to kind of game out the whole process and where we and our members and our allies can have an impact, right? And read all the precedents back to the original Constitution and the only Supreme Court impeachment that ever occurred, and it was in the early 1870s. And I can tell you that they can, with 50 votes in the Assembly out of the 64 they have, put Janet Protasiewicz out of commission so she can't rule on cases, and then they can just leave it without ever convicting her, and she would be not making any decisions until November 2024. So this is a big threat.
Because even back in the one justice that you're talking about, she wasn't convicted. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change. change denialist, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 64. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 47. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 69. Mid-70s Friday. Cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 60s and thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, Dr. Craig. Well, I would say I wouldn't believe a thing Robin Voss is saying. This is just another one of his dog and pony shows to appeal to his constituents and his voters. I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth.
Well, you would have every reason not to believe him, Dr. Craig.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse. And so I don't think we know fully. I can tell you during the break, Earl, I was looking at Jay Weber's section in the WIS 1130 WISN website.
Right.
And the way Jay Weber is describing this, he's claiming that this was offered and that Evers is called bogus. And therefore, that's the problem. And so now Jay Weber's saying it's all Evers' fault that he won't take up Voss's very reasonable suggestion. So that kind of gets you more to the ruse theory. But Earl, I'm going to listen to the whole podcast later.
Yeah, you really should, because I listened to it this morning, and I didn't expect anything different. It was kind of like a caged animal. And they're at a point now where they got to pay a price for some of these horrible things that they've been doing. They kind of see their power and control, not coming to an end, but certainly being challenged. Thank you, Cindy. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know, my feeling is very strange because I know you have kids. I'm not sure about Dr. Greg. But, you know, I feel in the situation that you're waking up in the morning, all of a sudden you could have a clean room, garbage is out, and stuff like this. And you're just walking around and I'm like, what did you do? Or what do you want? No, there is something going on because this is outside of your behavior. So that's how I feel about that.
Hey, Karina, I think is very well said, Dr. Craig.
Well, the way I take Karina's question, Earl, basically, we've had such norm violations, right? Because the impeachment at the national level, the threatened impeachment here of Protasiewicz, these are all the things, well, national level, we don't know what the thing is, really, that would never have sparked impeachment or an impeachment inquiry. And so you have a party that is abusing the checks and balances of the Constitution and will use any weapon they have, even though these were all impeachments always been, do not use, only break glass and use in extreme circumstances, right?
Yes.
And now it's like, oh, well, we can just use that axe all the time that's behind that glass. It's only supposed to be used when you have to knock down a door because it's a fire and you need to save someone's life who's been overcome by smoke, right? But now you can just run around with the axe all over the building every day.
You know, Dr. Craig, we get to a point again, and you know, when I was listening to this, it part of it angered me because, you know, I've been listening to Robin Voss for these 15 years or more, and Jay Weber, and I know exactly who they are and what they do and you know what floats their boats, and it's never been right about truth and those types of things and what's right. And yet Robin Voss was clearly trying to say that the Democrats have won this one. Those were his words. They ought to take their victory and just, you know, and just go, and then we need to start working together. And I'm like, okay, you know, you'll say that on, you know, on that radio station, but you certainly don't have the courage to say it on others, you know. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Tom, I see you. Get you on the other side. We'll be right back.
Got to cue my insecurity. But I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seems like a wrong on. I've been in the right world, but it seems like wrong. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion as I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way do I go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but I must have took a wrong train.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. A convicted murderer is finally in custody in Pennsylvania. 13 days after he escaped, police caught up with Danilo Cavalcante about 45 minutes west of Philadelphia today. KYWTV's Janelle Burrell.
Cavalcante, he escaped the Chester County prison where he was serving a life sentence without parole for murdering his ex-girlfriend right in front of their children. And it has brought terror and fear to so many families and communities across the region with him on the run. There were multiple sightings, that perimeter changing throughout the days, but finally coming to this conclusion here this morning with Cavalcante in custody.
Live footage showed the Brazilian native being led across a parking lot in handcuffs, wearing a gray Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt. Adjunct Professor Keith Taylor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
He had some disadvantages. That he didn't have anybody helping him, so he was clearly out on his own.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A judge has ruled that Anessa Weyer, one of the girls involved in the Slender Man case, is no longer required to wear a GPS tracker. She's complied with the conditions of her release from a state mental hospital 2 years ago. However, Weyer still needs permission to leave Waukesha County. Weyer was 12 years old at the time of the incident when she and Morgan Geiser stabbed their 12-year-old friend. Geiser remains in the state mental hospital and may get out next year. Developers have proposed replacing the former Boston store at Mayfair Mall with more than 900 apartments. Their plans involve four buildings, each with 15 stories. The entire project carries a price tag of $400 million. The exact financial contribution from the city of Wauwatosa remains unclear. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking half. Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesdays. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Craig. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. These guys are Lucy with a football. They are the little boy who cried wolf. I would not trust them at all. All a boss is trying to do is get some type of positive press since they've been trying to do this impeachment thing and they've gotten blowback on it. I think Tony Evers is doing the absolutely correct thing by not trusting them. Yeah, what did the Antichrist himself say, Ronald Reagan? Trust but verify. I think there better be a lot of verifying going on before there's any type of anything that goes on with these Republicans. We are not living in a day and age like years ago with Dirksen, where we didn't have money in politics. We have money in politics, and these people will cover the backside of these fascist Republicans, mega Republicans. And again, I want to stress the fact that I'm talking about the people in power, not the actual people, because I think there's a lot of good regular Republicans out there, but the people that are in power are not good people, and they do not listen to people. The only people they listen to are their donors. And I appreciate Dr. Craig having an optimistic approach, but I just hope to hell we do not fall for this, we're going to try to be nice now.
Well, the governor has already, you know, said that he's not going along with it. Let me do this. Dr. Craig, do you want to respond?
Yeah, I agree with Tom and the other callers. We need to be very careful, watchful, waiting here. And money in politics has gotten much worse. It existed during the Voting Rights Act and was a problem, but it's just gotten dramatically worse with deregulation. And the partisan division was different then. The racists were in the Democratic Party still in the Jim Crow South. They hadn't abandoned the Democratic Party or the Republican Party yet. So it's very different parties than it was in the early and mid-1960s. Let me just give you an example. I think it's the same Robin Voss, Earl. I was at the Capitol yesterday, met with the Senate Democrat Caucus on the Miller, not the Miller Park, excuse me, it used to be Miller Park.
American Family Park, the huge subsidy
they want, and urging them to negotiate a whole heck of a lot better and get equal value for the public in any such public subsidy. And I also met with senators individually. I also met with the Senate Democrat Caucus as a whole, and I learned in some of the individual conversations that on the Brewer subsidy, that Voss has decided he's going to play bully ball like he did on shared revenue. He's going to make big threats and say, take my deal or there's no deal. And he's going to have a press conference today in front of American Family Field to announce it. So it sounds to me like the same old Robin Voss. And so we should be very careful interpreting his intentions when it comes to his alleged fig leaf, the fig leaf he has offered on the impeachment of Judge Protasiewicz. And by the way, Earl, what he can do Iowa-style maps anytime, they can have an actual negotiation. What does that have to do with whether or not there's an impeachable offense to start an impeachment process against Justice Protasiewicz? That is separate. That is a question of whether there's reason to believe there are high crimes and misdemeanors or not. And clearly, any fair reading would say there aren't, but they're claiming there are. So they shouldn't be coupled anyway. They should be decoupled. And we want to negotiate over a nonpartisan map drawing process. I'm sure the governor would meet with him and talk about that. He just isn't going to buy it right out of the way just because Robin Voss says he might be for it.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, Robin Voss again stated this morning on that radio show that, you know, that Iowa is what the Democrats wanted. The last time around, that's what they wanted. They would have accepted that opportunity to have those types of maps drawn, and that's what they wanted. And yet this time he's offering that to them and they don't want it. So this shows, and these were his words, the hypocrisy of the Democrats, because when they wanted that before and they didn't get it, and now we're offering that, they don't want it now. So this shows the hypocrisy. His words, his exact words, verbatim, the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party because they won't accept the Iowa maps.
He doesn't need a negotiation. They have control of both houses by unfair majorities based on the maps. Why don't they just pass the Iowa style redistricting and put it in the governor's desk? And then if he vetoes it, then that will be proof that he's a hypocrite. If they put poison pills in it and he has good reason to veto it, then that'll be on them. But he acts like there's some sort of compromise can be made, like it's legitimate for them to threaten to impeach Justice Protasiewicz as a bargaining chip in legislation. It's not. They need to be separate.
You know, Dr. Craig, we can move on because the Republicans on a national level, Kevin McCarthy is under withering assault from Matt Gaetz and
they used to be the Freedom Caucus.
The Freedom Caucus.
The batshit crazy side of the spectrum.
The Freedom Caucus with Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. And these are the people who basically put a gun to Kevin McCarthy's head and made him go through 15 different votes in order to wind up as the Speaker of the House. Well, now, you know, they're on top of him now, and they're demanding that he do their bidding. And Matt Gaetz has clearly stated to Kevin McCarthy, we own you. You are where you are because we decided to vote for you. And now it's time for you to do our bidding, and we aren't going to let you wiggle out of it this time around. Your thoughts?
It's an amazing high wire act on the part of Speaker McCarthy. And the only way he wants to keep the Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert crowd happy while also being Speaker and dealing with just the very conservative right wing part of the caucus that is. You know, not as out there, right, is a little more conventional. So it's like trying to, and he thinks that if he can keep this going for the first 2 years, he hopes they pick up seats and he has a working majority and he isn't bought anymore. And he is bought and owned by the Matt Gaetzes of the world. And he has to do all of these crazy things. So now he's going to have an impeachment inquiry with no basis because it's not even clear what Joe Biden is alleged to have done. We know there are allegations against his son, who was not in government, unlike the son-in-law of President Trump, who clearly used his government office to enrich himself, right? And when he was working for the White House with the whole deal with the Saudi Arabians late in the administration. And so he, in order to keep his speakership, he has to start this inquiry. Here's the problem. Americans in general do not actually adopt the ethos of the Constitution, which says that people really are innocent until proven guilty, that an allegation is not proof of guilt. So all over the political spectrum, there'll be an assumption that Biden must have done something to have an impeachment inquiry started. And in this case, this is the first time there was nothing. There's no dispute as to what Donald Trump did in his first impeachment. He tried to withhold money that was duly appropriated to Ukraine in order to get Vladimir Zelensky to dig dirt on his political opponent, Joseph Biden. The only question was whether that was impeachable or not, but it was all, we had a recording. It was all in sight of day. And the second one on January 6th, we know he played a major role in January 6th. The question is whether it was impeachable. And so here, can you name Earl what he did? I don't know that anyone can, which means that they really do throw mud and the mud sticks on Biden simply by having an impeachment inquiry because their side and a lot of unattached voters will assume there must be something there.
So, Dr. Craig, let's go to Bill from McConnell. Good morning to you, Bill. Bill, you say what?
Earl, as always, you got a great guest and a great topic. I really think as we move forward, America has to form a commission on extremism. and have a group from both sides, because there's plenty of Republicans that don't want any part of what's going on, plenty. And once these people are addressed for extremism, for obstruction of justice, for insurrection, that's suggested by a panel from both sides, Democrats and Republicans, we can put these guys where they need to be, out of a job, back, whatever they're going to do. But you're doing a wonderful job of explaining this. And to all the CJs and Gary Sussex, call one of your right-wing talk shows and see how fast you go on the air on that. They are so worried. You might say something negative that they can't handle. Earl, you invite them all. You deal with them all. That's what we need, these forums, to show people beyond a shadow of a doubt. These guys do curtains in closed-door sessions and with no evidence, nothing, just to tear apart because they don't have the control they think they need. Thanks.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go to Charles from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Hey, it's great to talk to you again. Talking about the Kirshner money, it's $2 billion. Right, okay. I want to know what's going to happen to that. Is some of that money going to be filtered to Donald Trump's campaign or what? That's what my question is. Because, hey, when President Trump was president, or I should say Mr. Trump, because I can't call him president, he makes me sick, when he was in the presidency, he, did some favorable things to the Saudis and, made things nice to them and all that stuff. So, really, is that money all going to stay in Kirshner's pocket, or is he going to somehow that money going to get filtered into Donald Trump's campaign fund, which would be legal, I think, because it is not the Saudis' money anymore. It's Kirshner's money. What does Dr. Craig say about that?
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Charles. Dr. Craig will give you a chance to respond on the other side. 844-967-2789. The doctor's in the house. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 64 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 47 tonight, partly cloudy. High of 69 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies Friday with a high of 76. 70 chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free
right,
my soul.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Dr. Craig is in the house, and it's always great to have Dr. Craig on. Dr. Craig, we've been doing this for a little while, but I'll tell you, what is happening right now? I don't think I ever remember a time when the House Speaker was so terrified that his own members were going to tar and feather him, and he's caught in the middle. And he's being forced to call for an impeachment of the President of the United States, even though he knows there's nothing there.
And this my response to that, it also responds to one of your callers in the last segment that was running about a commission extremism. And I think the focus needs to be the more mainline Republicans. They're all extremely conservative. I disagree with Mitch McConnell in a lot of ways, but he is committed to some of the basic structures of democracy, not all of them. And so they, in order to maintain power, are in cooperation with the extreme wing, and they're protecting them because they can't win elections without them. And so they are empowered, and what Speaker McCarthy is doing, trying to do this higher wire act where he gets to be speaker by getting the support of Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all of their like, and then doing their bidding while also trying to please the more mainline faction, the more business Republican side of the party, that is what the Mitch McConnells of the world are doing. And they need to be put under pressure not to put power and politics over the future of democracy. The problem is they wouldn't join a commission if a commission is the way to go here, because it would guarantee the election of Democrats in the short term, because it would divide the Republican Party. And it would also lose all of those base voters, the ones that call into your show or
right,
that have been revved up by Fox News and before that by all the lies from corporate disinformation, from the fossil fuel industry on climate denial and everything else that corporations have tried to get out from under any responsibility for. And so they're going to have to decide. Right now they've decided power over democracy. The Republicans that are not aren't actually the flying monkey crazy kind of Republicans we see demanding impeachment and holding the Speaker McCarthy hostage.
So, Dr. Craig,
because they can.
Dr. Craig, how do you think that those rank and file Republicans even understand the magnitude of what is going on inside the Republican Party? I don't think they do.
Partly because their leaders don't tell them. Mitch McConnell knows darn well that Donald Trump fomented January 6th. He said so, but then he voted against impeachment because he said the court should take care of it, right?
Yes.
Remember that speech he gave? And so they know darn well, but they continue to play this game, right? Where they want the power that comes with that extreme wing of the party. And so I think the leaders do a lot of individuals, are there a lot of rank and file voters who do not? Absolutely. And the more mainline Republicans, they need to hear mainline Republicans they respect saying this, and they're not hearing it. And therefore they're disbelieving it as well, because they're not going to listen to us or the perceived other side on it. And they're going to consider a lot of the news media that is not Fox News to be somehow illegitimate and liberal, which it never was, never has been, is not.
So what happens then, in your estimation, Dr. Craig, with McCarthy? He can't be both. He can't serve two masters. It's a no-win proposition if he moves forward with a real impeachment of President Biden. There are, as you stated, Republicans who've been around, who know that the lay of the land, and they know that this can't stand. But yet Matt Gaetz has already clearly stated, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to remove you. What does he do?
Well, he's rather a pathetic figure. I'm reading a science fiction book by a great African-American writer, Octavia Butler, right now, and thinking about a character and her dystopian fiction, that is, McCarthy's just trying to survive, to live another day, and taking it day by day because he is so desperate to be Speaker. And this has been his life ambition. He probably hopes that they can get a bigger majority and he can start ignoring them more in the next legislative session. But he has to survive and not be removed during this session. Then they have to pick up House seats. So I think he's just trying to live day to day, really. And isn't that pathetic? And he has no discernible beliefs whatsoever other than that he should have a position of high authority in our country because he's always wanted one.
You know, Dr. Craig, man, it's time flies more with you than any other time that I'm on the air. And you're always so well equipped to deal with these issues. But thank you as always. We will talk again on next Wednesday.
Thank you, Earl. And I'll listen to Jay Weber and tell you what I think.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. All right. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy the weather. See you later.
You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, 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 oh. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton. Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.